Good evening. Tonight I begin in France, Occitane, France, with my colleague Simon Constable, admiring the springtime, early, early springtime. The daffodils are in bloom. The fields are growing. Simon tells me the fences are built for the mama cow. However, the baby cow, the calf, newborn, can go underneath. And so all over the drive between Simon and the nearby villages, there are calves wandering down the road looking for a way back to mama. Springtime in the south of France. On to Parliament, Simon and I despair of the poisonous language in Parliament. Both sides practicing defamation ad hominem, resembling something like the U.S. Congress these days. On to NATO. Does NATO want to defend Europe? Is the question Jakob Gregiel of Hoover Institution asks. I don't have a good answer. They've delayed. They've pontificated. They've waited. They've done something. Something is moving. That's a positive. Is it in time for Ukraine? Unknown. Then to North Korea, where a peculiar phenomenon Gordon Chang brings up. We speak with David Maxwell about it. South Korea, Seoul, sending an ambassador to shake hands and exchange pleasantries with Cuba, with his opposite in Cuba. North Korea is alarmed by this, and I'm told they immediately moved to make sure that there is no repetition, there's no reporting of this anywhere to the population, that Seoul, South Korea, the democracy, the capitalist state, is making friendship with Havana, the less-than-democratic state. The windowless abandoned mansions of China is my concern with Ann Stevenson Yang. I watched a video at the Wall Street Journal. It is stunning. House after house jammed up against each other, 3-4 stories, no windows. You understand what happens when the rain blows through a no-window house. It just rots. And no windows. Who lived there, if anyone ever did, is a mystery. And then SpaceX, all tangled up. Tesla's got a big plant in China, doing business, doing really good business. At the same time, Tesla's got Starlink for civilians and Stars something or other. The other project is for military use. Starfighter, I think that sounds right. In any event, the question is it available for Taiwan? And it's unclear at this moment because Congressman Mike Gallagher is saying it is not. I mentioned that commerce and security are not a good mix. Then to Canada to talk to Charles Burton about Chinese agents still pursuing Canada's gems, its resources, its intellectual property. And the present government in Ottawa, the Trudeau government, is not backing away from this possibility. Charles Burton tells me the Conservative government, if and when they regain authority, will definitely look very suspiciously at China and what it acquires in Canada. Mark Montgomery and John Hardy apprise what can be done for Ukraine short of the $40 billion in the package that's held up in the Congress now. There is arsenal, plenty, old armored vehicles, lots of shells, can be shipped, no cost. Will it be done? Unknown. Africa, a report from Ronan Wordsworth of the new Wagner Group. It's called the Africa Corps. It is unapologetic. It stands in the back of the room. It networks with the coup masters of Africa. There's a new trend down there. We went from colonial to democracy. Now we're going to coup. And especially Francophone countries, it appears. DR Congo is not yet, but certainly being influenced by the offer of security and other services by the Africa Corps. And then a conversation again about North Korea, but this time about North Korea's relationship with Russia, with Ekaterina Zolotova in Moscow. Not trade, but mutual ambitions. And Pyongyang is being brought into the axis of resistance. Then finally, on the moon, the probe Odysseus, private probe, is on its side, as the probe Slim, a private probe, is on its side, both near the South Pole. Bob Zimmerman joins to say Perhaps this is too much fancy engineering. Get back to basics. And then a forlorn picture of ingenuity. Brave little flying toaster with one blade broken off. Looking to the future when it's part of the Smithsonian on Mars. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening.